Let's hear it. Let's hear about those crappy, just like the worst jobs you ever had. Hopefully you're not calling, you know, from one right now. Hopefully that's in your past. 317-239-1009. You can also tweet into Joe and Alex Show. That is our Twitter and our Instagram. Let's go to Shayna. What's up, Shayna?
Hi.
What happened with you?
I gotta say Walmart on this one.
What happened at Walmart?
I was 6, maybe 7 months pregnant with my first daughter when I worked there right out of high school. And it's not that the job was really hard. You know, I can sit there and stock shelves all day. It's just they were douchebags. And, I literally got in trouble for everything.
Like, what did you get in trouble for?
Like, we clock out for lunch anyways, but I didn't know that, we weren't allowed to actually leave. So one day I went, literally went across the street, went through the drive-thru, came back and ate it, and I got written up for it.
Why can't you do that?
I don't know, but honestly, I got written up for that, and then I got threatened to get fired because I refused to help unload a furniture truck when, unload couches.
Weren't you
stuff.
Pregnant?
Yes, I was pregnant.
That's a little ridiculous.
Maybe they thought you were really strong.
No. I have no muscles at all.
There's two of you working.
Yeah, there's double the power.
I went to the bathroom one day, and my manager comes up to me, and she's like, where were you?
What?
I was like, I'm in the bathroom. I'm sorry, but I pee all the time. And then she was like, I've been pregnant before, and it's really not that hard to just hold it.
Wow.
Ooh, hey, thank you for the call. Let's talk to Michael. Michael, what was the worst job you ever had?
Hi, good morning, guys. I was a swim lessons instructor back in high school. And I would work on, Tuesday and Thursday nights. So it wasn't too hard to work all week. But every single night when I was working, these families would come in at about 7 o'clock at night, right after they had dinner. And I was teaching these little kids. And when you teach the little kids how to swim, they're not used to all the physical activity right after dinner because you know how they say you're not supposed to eat an hour after swim or after eating.
Uh-huh.
Swim an hour after eating, yeah. But anyways, I'd have all these little kids swimming around, and there were multiple times where I was teaching these kids how to swim, and they would just throw up in the pool.
Oh, no. What would they puke up, spaghetti, or what would come up?
Oh, it's everything. Hot dogs, spaghetti, macaroni and cheese, about anything you can think of. A
chicken
little
nuggets.
Child food.
Alex's
cuisine.
Michael, thank you for calling in and sharing that. That would be the worst. You can just tell us, no, get out of the...
5-star meals wasted.
Oh, Caitlin, good morning. You're on the Joe and Alex Show. I see what you did on the screen, but it looks like to me it would be a cool place. But what was the worst job you ever had?
Hello.
Hey, what's up? What was the worst job you ever had, Caitlin?
Okay, so I've had a couple of really bad jobs, but I'd say my worst one was when I worked for Meyer Deli. I worked there for about 3 years, and similar kind of story to what the other girl was saying. One of my coworkers actually I have two separate stories. So the first one is I was pregnant when I worked there as well, and I had one of my coworkers basically refuse to help me lift really heavy boxes of chicken. So that was just... I mean,
do you think
whatever.
Did you say the word breast? Because maybe they didn't want to. They thought they didn't want to go near
no,
it. Like,
it
hey,
was
can
like,
you?
It's like full rotisserie size chickens, and the boxes are 45 pounds.
Dang.
Nothing like that furniture, but
right.
Still,
okay,
that's heavy.
The second story is that my very last week, literally, I had gotten a new job. I work for a mortgage company now, and I'm actually late to work because of the Greenfield Avenue detour that I had to take. But
hey, thank you for the traffic update. Now we don't need that. We don't need our traffic guy anymore.
A milk truck and a car in the middle of 37 and Greenfield Avenue.
Nobody likes accidents, but wouldn't it be cool if it was like a cookie truck and a milk truck? You could just go there and dip the cookies.
Yeah, and then we'd have a real mess.
So what happened the other job, though? What happened?
My very last week, I know Alex is kind of squeamish, but I cut off part of the tip of my finger. Yeah, I mean, it was what they consider an avulsion, so it wasn't I had to have stitches.
Oh, isn't that Jimmy, what's his name, got?
Jimmy who?
One of the...
Oh, Fallon. Fallon.
Jimmy Buffett?
Yeah, no, Fallon.
Oh.
I always get him and Kimmel mixed up. I don't know who was who, but one of the Jimmys had that same thing happen, and that's why he doesn't wear a wedding ring anymore.
Jeez, that's crazy. Hey, Caitlin, thanks for calling in this morning. We appreciate it. Let's go one more time. 317-239-1009. Who's this?
Deanna.
Hey, what was your job that was just terrible that you worked?
Oh, Coca-Cola.
What? You guys are blowing my mind with all these jobs. Like, you probably got free pop. That must have been amazing.
Dr. Pepper.
No, it was the worst job I've ever had in my life.
Why?
Because when I originally got hired on, they told me that I could work first shift because I told them that I had a third shift job. So when I got to orientation, they were like, oh, well, we're only hiring for second and third shift. And I was like, but that's not what you guys told me. So they were like, okay, well, you can work second shift. So I started working second shift for about 2 weeks, and then this woman comes, and she's like, I never wanted you on second shift. I need you on third. So then they ended up switching me to third shift the same day. And then I worked third shift for about a month, and they're like, okay, well, we need two people to go to second shift. And I was one of those people, and then they were like, okay, well, you need to work today for 12 hours, get off, come back the same day at 1 o'clock p.m.
What?
And work the entire shift.
Ew.
And I did that for like 6 months. And then when it was time for me to be onboarded because I was a seasonal worker, they were like, oh, well, you're not picking it right, so we're going to let you go.
Dang.
Now you get to work with all brands owned by Coca-Cola or just actual Coca-Cola?
Coca-Cola and like anything that was anything that was sold.
I would have swiped some stuff like, oh, they're not going to know it's one
life supply of Dr. Pepper.
So be honest, I don't know.
Like, that's 6 months of my life I can't get back.
So are you more like of a Pepsi person now? Like, have you sworn off all Coke products?
Absolutely.
Oh, man.
I don't do Coke.
Savage AF.
That's tough because, like, even if, like, I was mad at Coke, if I worked there, that happened. I'm sorry, but I love Coke. I couldn't drink Pepsi. I'd have to do that forever.
See, I'm not into Coke or Pepsi. Like, I've never liked the taste
of
either.
You like juice. You're an apple juice girl.
I'm a juice girl, but also Dr. Pepper is my jam. I could live off of it. Those 23 flavors of sexual goodness.
I'm addicted to Coke.
What?
Coca-Cola.
Okay, well, dude, I was like, if you need to talk about something, we're here for you. All right.